You're on 981 2NM, two-time Golden Guitar winner Tom Curtin has dropped a new single called Why We Live Out Here. Let's have a little listen to it.
It's a big blue sky and a world so clear. That's why we live.
And the man himself joins us this morning. How you doing there, Tom?
Good, thanks, Andrew. How yourself?
Very well, thank you. Tell us a little bit about the single. What's it all about?
Yeah, this one is, I was up here, I live up in Catherine, and I overheard a young teenage boy talking to his dad, and said, Dad, why would anyone want to live out here? And I gave a little bit of a chuckle, and I thought, man, that's a great title for a song. So, yeah, I had a bit of a think about it. Then a good mate of mine, Matt Scullion, was travelling around Australia. He dropped in. And I said, hey, we want to write a song with this. This is the idea and the concept. And, yeah, so we visualised a lot of scenes right around the country and why people actually do want to live out here. And, yeah, we had a lot of fun with it and we came up with this one.
It's sometimes a song just falls into your lap like that?
Sometimes, yeah. I've always got my ear to the ground, always listening to people's conversations and, just quirky little sayings here and there. So, yeah, sometimes it works. Others, it's a lot harder to get to squeeze all the juice out of it to try to get a good melody or a good lyric.
You also spend a fair bit of time in relation to tourism. I believe you've received an award recently, Tom. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We sort of started about 8 years ago up here. I trained a lot of horses for a lot of cattle stations and broken them in or started them under saddle for years. And we just thought that... instead of travelling from station to station, I could set up a bit of an outback show here in Catherine, which would incorporate the actual demonstrations of the psychology behind training young horses and working dogs and how we train them and infuse that with a bit of country music and songwriting. And so we developed an hour and a half show and, we were lucky enough to win Best Attraction in the country at the National Tourism Awards. So we're very humbled by it, for sure.
Is that something that starts out as a bit of a sideline and now it takes up more and more of your time and perhaps you don't get as much time with your music? How does it all work? How much time do you have to do all these things, Tom?
Yeah, that's right. I suppose I was a full-time horse trainer most of my life and I'd ride about 20 horses a day and for people all around the place. And I suppose we only had, started off, I was doing shows and people would travel through Catherine and there was only one or two people would come to the shows. And, I was always a keen songwriter and always on the back of a horse, training a horse. I'd be writing a song as well, trying to kill two birds with one stone. So we developed this show and now the show is, we've just finished one this morning and, there could be up to 300 people come to a show these days and from all bus companies and trains and things like that traveling through the region. And so... yeah, but I'm hoping that I can build it up enough so I can get other staff members to help run the show here, and then I can shoot off and do a festival with country music as well. So it's we're working towards that for sure.
The picture you paint to me is of you sitting on the back of a horse with a guitar, breaking the horses and also playing music at the same time. Does it work like that?
Well, some of the young horses, yeah, I wouldn't be so game to take the guitar on their back, but I do ride a lot of songs and lyrics on their back because as you canter along, their foot beat or their hoof beat become a bit of a drum beat.
There's a rhythm there.
Yeah, and so I write with that rhythm a lot. But then with the show, we're on older horses and a fella said, yeah, why don't you actually ride your horse around playing a guitar? And so that's how it's developed. And yeah, now we've got to ride a horse around playing, a bit of Lights on the Hill and other songs as well as standing up and trying to sing a song as well. So it's all evolved, I suppose, the show. But it's a lot of fun and I love, the music brings out the best in people.
Well, here in the Hunter, we love our Aussie music and also being the horse capital of Australia, I'm sure there'll be plenty of people who will enjoy the new single, Why We Live Out Here. Tom Curtin, as always, thank you very much for joining us on 2NM. Really appreciate your time.
Good on you, Andrew. Keep up the great work, mate. Thanks heaps.